Hi everyone, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
Are we gonna make this a short segment? Cause I don't want to fucking.
You?
No, you wanted this
with you. No, but I brought it up.
Don't
outside.
Worry, it'll segue
no,
into your
off, man,
favorite.
Because
there'll be another tirade about something else that it'll take you.
Oh,
down.
I'm sure you'll have some grand idea about how it could all be fixed with a minor league system or something. And
yeah.
I hate you!
And then we'll find a way to sell ice to Eskimos. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
So, go.
Well, we haven't done it so far. In this fucking podcast, all four people. And it's the four of us that re-listen to us.
You don't even listen to it.
I did the time he told me to.
What a deflection that was.
Yeah.
I don't normally
He
either.
Told me...
You listened to last week's.
Yeah, I did.
I know. We only listen when we're told to.
Wait, there's something different. All right, I'll listen.
Okay,
I was here for it. I don't need to listen.
Hey, remember, I have to listen every
so
time.
So what was the difference? Us making fun of you or the
music.
The music that came in?
The music.
Oh, okay. So that's why you...
But making fun of me, that's not different.
Okay.
That's normal.
He just likes my new intro.
Yes, I do too.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Impressive.
Impress us with your other knowledge.
Please regale us with your knowledge of soccer.
Yeah. God damn it. I don't want to talk about it. I just wanted
you
to
brought
bring
it up
with you fuckers.
This is your problem. This
soccer.
Is...
Soccer.
Mm. Yeah, soccer.
Say
starting it again.
Off.
Soccer, soccer.
Has it sounds like they're trying to help bad teams.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
On
right?
a face sounds
that's
good. Except what, Scott?
Except
there's a butt coming in.
It's
there.
LA and New York.
Yeah.
Where in MLS's opinion, not mine, fuck off. Not mine.
You believe, represent a large market. What do the Bostonians think?
Believe that the biggest eyes, the most eyes are coming from there, and if you're gonna they're struggling because New York and LA are struggling.
Which is awesome.
What the fuck are you? You never laugh this hard. Fuck you.
Of course a Bostonian would go to Rockhurst.
Oh. Oh.
That makes sense now.
Oh.
I never put that together in 30
you
years.
Did it. Oh.
I'm from a kid who grew up in Johnson County.
Slightly.
Yeah, but we
really.
Know that part of Johnson County.
Yes,
it's very
new.
It's really more Miami County.
You realize I started in Miami County.
Kansas.
Yes.
It's for those that don't know what
I started
the fuck
in
about.
Miami County.
Yeah, Messier's not playing there.
For those
get it back to soccer.
For those people in Hungary that have no idea.
You have no idea. Oh, Miami? That's not where Roger's from.
But so in soccer eyes, because they're not getting the numbers that they thought, it's because LA and New York are struggling.
Golly, that really did upset him.
What did you do? Did you pull a gun?
Nope.
Cool, Shank.
I prefer something a bit more personal.
A dildo?
No, I did not get into your closet.
Oh, yeah. It was a knife.
It was a shank.
So, the Midwest is where the success is coming from soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it. It in a,
not
just in a
entirely.
Quick nutshell.
Not entirely.
Right.
So
they would argue it's not they don't like it, it's that the league needs more success in New York and LA and
Chicago.
Here's actually, so Carrington brought it up on the radio because he went to a sporting game.
Okay.
And he talked about how in soccer, when he went to the game, there was a lot of fan involvement. People were excited even though Sporting was getting their butts kicked, and they're not a good team, but people are still there and still excited and stuff.
They're like Royals level bad.
The problem is, in soccer, is it is really hard to get the East Coast and West Coast fans to get engaged.
In any sport.
True that.
In any sport.
True that.
And that's why they're trying to do this, is because the Midwest, they have it totally locked down. Oh,
when you're... A guy I went to high school with lives in St. Louis. I swear to Christ, everything he posts on the internet is that fucking soccer. Their fucking soccer team. Jesus.
Another
point that was made on the radio the other day was Nate Bucati. Yeah. You know, he's soccer. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. To the point where he's a
freaking, play-by-play guy.
He is.
MLS,
so, I know. I mean. But he was talking about Chicago's soccer team sucks.
Yes. Chicago Fire. FC, whatever.
He said you could easily get a ticket for about $20-$30 to go watch them. Mm-hmm. That guy that's Messier was in town to play against. Fuck, I don't care. Fucking Mahomes was in there. All of a sudden, those tickets are fucking $250 for that one game.
Opening weekend was $500.
For him, I'm talking about just Chicago.
No. When Messi went to Miami,
yes,
the first game, tickets were over $500.
Good Lord. Yes. And I'm saying in Chicago, where they don't have him, they were $20-$30.
Before.
But when he shows up in town,
right, yes,
they become $250 tickets. Yes. Just to see the opponent.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're seeing that.
And we see that at Kauffman.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I think that's... And what MLS... The long story short, I don't even know if I said this at the end. But the MLS would like to help by contributing money to LA, New York, Chicago to maybe try and entice... more European players.
Yes.
To come over. They're not doing this for Kansas City or St. Louis or...
Because they don't have to.
Because they got their shit straight, for one. But...
On its face, I think that's a terrible idea. Because that's how you create the Major League Baseball system where there's
and
not,
that's where I wanted it's to not lead a, with this is not
yeah
I didn't want to fucking talk about soccer
no it's a great
shit,
no because
it was a troubling
what
but I thing. Will say to soccer's point, I mean, we'll see. It depends on what I would like to see is what's their final plan. Is their plan just to try to get a few players into those major markets and then bleed it over into the smaller markets? Because, let's be honest, Messi is not going to come live in Kansas City.
No.
But, if you can get him here, and then you can get him into LA, and then maybe you can get some others to come to Kansas City, after you start making more money. Is that the plan? But if the short-term plan is, we want New York and LA to prop up, then that's a bad plan.
Right.
But, I don't think that's the plan.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what it is.
I would.
Who knows?
I would certainly hope not, because it screams Major League Baseball, where
2.0.
It's instead of it being like a Major League Baseball free agent, they're just in MLS. It's soccer, where the Europeans are the free agent. You only know they're going to go to four teams. We talked about Otani a few weeks ago. It's a very short list. And that's what you're talking about when you do that.
Yeah.
You're deliberate, and you and my problem I have with it is you really can't upset the competitive balance of your league, because you basically have said fuck you Kansas City, fuck you St. Louis.
Right.
You're right. We're bad this year. Over the last 10 or 12 years, they've been the most successful franchise in this city.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're almost a perennial playoff team.
Yep.
I don't understand half of the banners because they do weird shit in soccer. But when my daughter's high school graduation was there, they got a lot more banners flying than they do at Kauffman, and they're all over the last 15 years. And so, the risk you run into is when I hear this plan, they're talking about the economics of it. They want more money. But you can upset the competitive balance of your league overnight.
Yeah.
If you put all your money in New York, Chicago, and L.A., and the three best European players...
Houston.
It is. You add one of those players to that, you could immediately...
I think part of the logic, though, for them is to just get some of these European players just to come here and play
But
there's a risk involved, what you're saying, and I don't...
And I think if that is the... They need to come out and say that. Now, I ain't going to hear it because I'm not a soccer fan. But if I'm a soccer fan, like I put myself in the Royals' shoes here, if this is a baseball thing, hey, guys, we're going to give these cities more money to bring in the best Japanese players, but we promise you this is all so you can get some too. Motherfucker, I want that in writing.
Yeah, no shit.
I want it in writing because I could understand if those teams not being good is a potential threat to the security of the league, I understand them doing something. But just throwing money at it to make them better is a scary proposition.
Indeed.
And that's where I would like to circle back around to baseball with this idea in mind, is if MLS believes the only way they can really, really be successful and maybe get past the NBA or get past the MLB.
Get into that third spot.
Get into that upper echelon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is to make sure that LA and New York and Houston and Chicago are good. Why do we even have Kansas City?
Right.
You know, and it goes back to baseball. Why is Kansas City a fucking team?
Yeah, why did we expand all these years?
Yeah, why are we talking about expansion? Baseball's talking about expansion to Portland, Memphis.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake's. Why? Nobody
cares. Nobody cares. Yeah,
the only way people care is if New York and Chicago and L.A. and... are successful, then why do you give up?
Why do you keep adding teams?
About adding teams.
Yeah.
And that's my fear with what I heard about soccer. All we really care about is making sure that Houston and LA are successful so that way we can grow our brand.
Mm-hmm. And
but then at what cost? And we see it in baseball. At what cost?
Is Bud Selig behind this deal in Major League Soccer?
All right.
Cuz I tell you what,
let me finish.
No, go ahead.
My thought on this. How can that be successful for Kansas City?
It's not
in soccer.
It's not.
Because if you wind up being successful with your idea, how do you stop that juggernaut from...
Are you going to tell them they can only have one?
Yeah, how do you keep that steamroller from being a steamroller?
So they bring in the best European soccer player this year to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Messi's contract up in Miami, now he goes to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You got two of the best soccer players in the world on one fucking soccer team?
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S.? They're going to dominate.
They're not going to lose. Hand them the cup. They're going to win. That's the kind of... What frightens me about that is that the couple times we've talked about soccer, I'm generally very complimentary of the league because they kind of understand their place. They do things in the best way. You know, they're very forward thinking. This is fucking Major League Baseball bullshit. Who's the most back ass words of all of them? You know, the NBA has even taken steps that if a city like Denver or Memphis wants to hang on to a superstar, Milwaukee, they've got some ability to do that because they understand, you know, the media may want all the best team in the world in Boston and New York and Los Angeles, but that's not what everybody wants, and that's not really what the league wants. The media, the sports media may like it because they don't want to go to fucking Denver to cover the finals. Much like we talked last week, they fucking hate the fact that Kansas City is the center of the NFL universe right now.
Right.
The reporters fucking hate it. I don't think the NFL cares.
No.
But the media that covers
them... And honestly, it's probably the only sport, at least in the United States,
where they don't care.
Yeah, the league does not.
Green Bay. We're cool with that.
Major League Baseball does not want Milwaukee and Tampa in the World Series.
No.
They will never admit it.
No.
But they do not want.
I really
want,
don't think.
They do not want Milwaukee
I don't
and
really
Tampa
think
Bay in the World
the,
Series.
And the NBA awesome. Wants that scenario either.
They didn't want it.
No, because from a monetary standpoint, it's not going to make him as much money.
Right.
But having watched that, because I'm one of those people, that was a fun series to watch. You know?
Sure. Hey, you and me have talked about this ad nauseum. One of the worst nightmares for MLB would be if the Royals and the Pirates wound up in the World
Series.
Oh,
they would fucking hate that.
They would fucking hate that.
Oh, if there was
me?
Yeah.
I'm doing backflips over it. But that's just, I'm one person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give them $1 billion
a
year.
The problem I have with NBA doing it, or I'm sorry, the MLS doing it now, is you're basically admitting that's what you want.
Yeah. And if that's the precedent that gets set...
Where does it stop?
What if the NBA goes, God damn, that was a good idea.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Because the Knicks, we've been struggling with the
They've been
Knicks
trying to get team. A winning... The Knicks haven't won shit in my life.
What if we boost their economy a little bit, if you know what I mean, and... Give them a helping hand.
Yeah, it just did.
The NFL probably won't do that.
They don't have to.
Because they don't have to.
They don't have to.
But hockey? I don't know that much about hockey.
Been a long time since the Canadian team won the cup. What if they were to decide that...
What's wrong?
When was the last time a Canadian team won the cup?
Montreal.
It's been a while.
Wasn't it 2012?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think he's got a point.
Toronto win it?
Well, Toronto hasn't won a cup since like the 60s.
I thought they'd won that.
Toronto is like the...
I'm on it.
Toronto is like the Kansas City Chiefs of the 80s.
Or is it Vancouver?
Or 90s.
Well, Canucks, I thought, won one recently.
When was Gretzky last playing for a Canadian team? It may have been then.
Edmonton?
Freaking
time
ago. Yeah.
Now, one thing to put a whole wrench in this, where MLS is a little different than...
Please do, because this scares me a little bit. It concerns me.
They're set up like NFL. Everyone revenue shares.
Yes, they do.
Okay. That helps. That helps.
They do.
Not every team isn't on their own. Okay. Whatever Inter Miami gets,
that
so
helps.
Does Sporting Kansas City.
Okay. That helps. I'm glad to hear that, because even though I'm not a fan... I've always
but
liked
that's
what
all
I've heard
these leagues
the way
are set
that
up,
they,
though. Even it,
that, and, that, and that's where that's up, where like this concerns me. To Scott's point, is it sounds like some baseball shit.
Yeah,
but clearly there are some other safeguards. They've got other things, which is good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I get Scott's point, and it can still be a problem, but baseball, the problem is you leave other teams in the dust.
Sure,
with no revenue or no. compensation for allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Where NFL...
Yeah, that's good. That was good.
Where NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLS are different is that if MLS pays $25 million to
was that right?
Messi...
Oh, fuck you. Right.
Records department, what do you say?
93. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought the Canucks won, like, not that long ago, but...
Apparently you are wrong.
Yeah.
Eh.
Take off, hoser. That's crazy.
1993?
Yeah, 93, the Montreal Canadiens. Now that I've verified that one. New York, New Jersey, Colorado, Detroit, Dallas, Jersey, Colorado,
that is the problem.
Detroit,
you have a dynasty
Jersey,
in there, too.
Tampa, Carolina, Wait, Anaheim, late 90s Detroit, and Pittsburgh, 2000s. Chicago, Boston, L.A., Chicago, L.A., Chicago, Pittsburgh, Washington, St. Louis, Tampa, Colorado, and Vegas. Yep, 93.
So that would be the equivalent of the NHL going... The Cup's got to go back to Canada,
yeah.
So we're going to give some money to the Senators and the Maple Leafs and
yeah.
Canucks and then the Pittsburgh Penguins are going, what the fuck? Because we're good.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's going, what the fuck?
Rangers.
You know? Yeah. But I am glad to hear that there's at least that part that worked into it. That
they have revenue sharing, yes. And that's how they started out with that goal, and which was smart to avoid becoming MLB.
Oh, I think any league that started now, you'd like, okay, we are not doing anything Major League Baseball does. We're having one TV deal, we will have a cap, and we will have a floor.
However, we do want LA and New York to be successful. What? That's my caveat that I just I'm going to keep spinning and around
that's
too.
Where,
and that,
but what I would be curious, but what I would be curious about.
No, wait. Are you saying that that's what they want, or
who's that? The anything or MLS?
MLS.
MLS wants New York and LA to be successful. Yes.
And they haven't been.
And they have not been. They've been the exact opposite.
It's the opposite of success.
Which is kind of frightening because
but I would also caveat, how much money are they giving them, though?
I got no idea.
I don't know.
I don't even know if it's a
it's
happened.
Soccer money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just something that
they're
considering.
They tried to give it to
them,
but there was an offsides call and nobody really got it. And it just.
I don't know how that's... But just the thought of it, just the idea that got floated out there, is what was concerning to me. I do not know in any way, shape, or form how that was supposed to go down, if it went down, what the ramifications of it are as far as that's concerned, other than they are troubled. MLS is troubled by the fact that New York and LA, Chicago, Houston aren't doing that good. And they feel like that the eyeballs are not there. Because
now
Kansas City, Portland, blah, blah, that's about as far as I can go, are successful. And nobody cares.
Now, I will say, if I don't know how it would be, but if New York and LA are underperforming as far as revenue compared to, then yes, they should give them money. Because you gotta bring up the revenue of any team, no matter what.
You
know what I mean?
You do. I just don't know if you're opening up Pandora's box with that.
I don't think you are. Because it's not like baseball where you have the New York Yankees bringing in $300 million more than the Royals. You have a major city team that is bringing in less revenue than a Midwest team. That's a problem.
You said it yourself a little bit ago.
Yeah.
That Messier is not going to move to Kansas City.
Probably.
So Kansas City is a struggling team. And I guess they really are. But
this year.
We're talking about... Their revenues have been down for the past 5 years. This isn't really working out. Is that what? Are you going to do the same thing for them? So that you can get maybe a European soccer? We already said that they're probably not going to come here, so why would you give them any money?
So why would you pay him more money and say you're going to live in Kansas City?
Right. Are you?
That would be fair.
I don't see a corn dog or a Ferris wheel, so I don't think fair has anything to do with it.
It's true. How long have you been sitting on that one?
Oh, I say that one to my kids.
So what's
all
your
the time.
What's your point though?
All
to
the
that?
Time.
I mean,
the reason why they are going to give money extra is to boost revenue in New York, LA, but it's also to entice some European players to come over here, and if they're already saying, we can't go play in Kansas City, then would they get the same extra money to help boost their revenue in Kansas City as New York is?
Answer is no. They would not.
Right.
Well,
and that could be the
to
issue.
To him, though, that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question. But because a question.
I don't think they would, though.
Messi going to... Inter Miami has cost Inter Miami a lot of money. But it has boosted Sporting Kansas City money.
It has. I just saw that a little bit ago scanning. Everybody's making money off of it because they do revenue sharing.
But so I will say to him though, what if it's strategically done and it's done on purpose, I think it can be a major benefit. Because what they have is a rule called targeted
they talked about something about regional.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I don't understand.
The league has so much money they can allocate to spend on players to entice them to bring them over and stuff. And I think that's pretty smart.
The one thing while you guys were talking about
now,
was...
Now, I see where you're going, though. It opens the door, though. How far are you going to let that go?
Mm-hmm.
But with revenue sharing, though, and if every team gets an equal vote, though, because this is the problem in baseball. Not every team has an equal vote.
But then the results can turn out the same.
But
no.
So I think what you and I are struggling with, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, there's two things happening at once. Like the money part, like I was just scanning a little bit. It sounded like every team was willing to pitch in to bring Messi to Miami, regardless of who he played for, because everyone was going to benefit monetarily. But simultaneously, you know what, I'll just speak for myself. There's a competitive part of it where it's like, yeah, you're making money, but I don't want to see the next three MLS Cups out of New York because that guy's there. And my team, even though I don't know much about them,
mm-hmm.
which has been good in the last 15 years, is now a dumpster fire because I don't have as good a team as you do because you let them have the best players. So there's the... The sports side of it.
You're nailing it right on the head for where my thought process
is. That scares
is,
me because
and
you,
should scare
if,
you.
And that scares
if
me.
If you don't do this correctly.
No, it scares me that I agree with Matt.
Well, that even more
you
so.
Both should be scared.
I like the word that you said if they're strategic with it and maybe they've thought about what I've thought about. That we don't want to do that, but we do want to bring them in. That's the part that scares me because that's that. PTSD I have being a Major League Baseball fan
in the Midwest.
In a Midwest that it's already so skewed to make it difficult to win.
But let me ask you, why can't both be true?
I'm not saying they can't.
Why can't?
But what I'm saying, though...
Even though...
It's a reason for doubt.
But, yeah.
But this is the problem in baseball, though, is that one side excels. Well, Sporting KC has done much better than New York.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So... You kind of have to save New York. But at the same time, okay, let's say I'm making up numbers for easy.
Sure. Sure.
Let's say MLS has $50 million, which they could possibly, to give to bring in
players. The next guy.
Well, yeah. What if New York's guy is $35 million, but Kansas City's guy is $15 million?
Right.
Okay. I like what you said. If they're strategic with it, then I think they're accounting for what my concern would be. Because the competitive part of it. But that's the part that scares me when I hear this. Because
the other thing is that Messi is locked into a contract with Inter Miami. Which is good.
Yeah, because he can't turn and just go right back to wherever.
Well, and not only that, he can't turn and go, you know what? I fucking hate living in Miami. I'm going to go to New York. No, you can't do that, buddy. You're stuck here. Which means that benefits Kansas City if they hold those players true to that. You have to play here for this amount of time. 5 years, whatever. Now, after that, it's... But we're guaranteed to...
Or if there's an agreeable trade.
True. Yes. Obviously that, too. But that's the problem in baseball, though, is that the minute that guy can make more money...
He goes
someplace else. But... In soccer, it could be a little different.
But okay.
You know, because this is some of what I want.
I'm
baseball
going back
to
my fucking crazy ass fucking conspiracy theory thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he does a 5-year contract with Miami.
Okay,
now he's a free agent. Kansas City ain't getting him.
How do you know?
He don't want to be here. He just wants to be in New York or L.A. or
maybe
whatever.
Maybe he wants
Chicago,
to
whatever.
Well, okay. Back up. Maybe Messi does it. But what if...
Somebody else.
The third place guy.
Jean-Luc Picard.
And, well, and because...
yeah,
maybe he's like, I don't care.
Did you say Jean-Luc Picard?
Yes, he meant to be funny. He didn't mean that for real.
No.
Don't do that to him.
Who is that?
Such a dick.
Thomas gonna quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's gonna be it's gonna be third
it's
and long
not about,
after tonight. Yeah.
Very quickly.
Like you guys are trying to drive me out.
But it's not like...
Well, we got more money allocated to bring in your replacement.
From Europe.
But it's not like Kansas City has... They actually really don't have a leg to stand on that we need the best guy. Because they've kind of allowed us to keep the best guys. So, I mean...
At the end of the day, my...
That's the...
This is where... I know they got a salary cap, and I know I get that.
At the end of the day, it's
but you
soccer.
Know what?
Well, Kansas City's played in more cups than L.A. and New York combined.
And
so
that's the... I mean, that's the problem.
And I think that's the problem.
But I don't think that's the problem. That's why...
It is for MLS.
That's the fear.
It was for MLS.
Well, it's the fear because those franchises are losing money, probably.
And they're not getting enough eyeballs on...
And that stuff. Is, it doesn't matter. That is a problem.
Yes.
A sports league, as much as we hate LA and New York in this town, a league does not exist without them.
There was no salary cap prior to 94. There is no salary cap today in baseball. Mm-hmm. The competitive balance that was in post 94. Was fine. Nobody complained about it.
Yes.
Mm, for a couple of years until...
They complained about it after
94.
Oh,
the
before
strike.
Before 94, yes. Before 94, no. The Royals were competitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seemed to be a problem because...
And
I mean...
I blame that on players being selfish.
Well... Baseball let the union get bigger.
And MLB can't be selfish. MLS can't be selfish.
And I think that's the fear.
And
that's where the fear comes from. And
you
know, I totally am
even
not
if it's not a problem, it's a fear. Because
yeah,
I think I'm sure there are diehard sporting fans here that are Royals fans that when they hear that, their mind goes to baseball and they hear the MLB giving more money to the Yankees.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they could re-sign.
So they're the ones that can get Ohtani because heaven forbid Ohtani play for the Royals because not enough fucking people. And that's where like when I hear that, just as the idea, that's why I joke. Was it fucking Bud Selig?
Yes.
Because
and if that becomes successful,
will they do it again? Will they keep doing it,
or would the NBA start doing that?
Yeah.
Or the NHL? Not in terms of giving money to somebody, but it's like the key to success is making sure New York and LA is happy, and then be damned everything else.
I liked your word. If they are strategic with it, and it is strictly done to make sure that enough eyeball and money is getting spent in those markets to keep the league going, I get it. Because leagues don't exist without those
cities.
It
is a slippery slope.
But it's a very slippery slope because you can look at that league because so many of the, air quote, smaller market teams have been the successful one. If they decide September 1st, this is when they do it, September 1st, 2023, and the next 7 years, every fucking cup comes from New York, LA, and Chicago, then this was a terrible failure. Because it upset the competitive balance of the league.
One of the things...
I say that as an if, because I don't know.
One of the things that frightens me again is the NFL, in all of our opinion, is probably the perfectly formulated plan for success for every team.
Yeah, it's your fault if you suck.
Right.
It's your fault.
If you talk to any player, owner, the NFL is the worst
they hate it.
Fucking thing that has ever happened in the history of sports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They hate it.
So, this could be a ticking time bomb eventually. I don't think because the NFL is so monumentally successful that you're at least satisfying everybody. If you're not, everybody's ecstatic, but at least they're kind of just shutting up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And going on, because everybody's making plenty of fucking money.
Everyone's making money.
But I think I said this a few podcasts ago, and I like, God damn it, now I can't think of his fucking name. The dude that used to play for the Baltimore Orioles, that's on 810.
Oh,
Boddicker.
Boddicker.
Yeah.
He came on, and he said some of the most disturbing shit, and the NFL sucks. And you know why it sucks? It's like, you don't think Jerry Jones could maybe double his money if there was no salary cap and he could do whatever the fuck he wanted to? Don't you think he could probably double his money?
Sure.
Don't Cowboys. You think the New York Giants could double their money and actually be successful on top of it, as opposed to a floundering, you know, or the Jets, L.A., the Chargers, come on now. Why are they struggling?
They've always struggled.
Right. But without a salary cap?
I don't know. They're pretty bad. Their ownership makes terrible decisions.
But everybody on the outside of the NFL sits around going, this is a horrible plan. It's terrible. Because you don't get to maximize the amount of money you can make.
But my argument...
But at the end of the day, is this not one of the more successful?
But my argument would be... Watched? My argument would be is that even if you don't double your money, Jerry Jones is making more money than God. So fuck Jerry
Jones. I know. And that's, that's what bothers me.
You know?
Is that outsiders of the NFL and, you know, probably NFL players, this system sucks. We're not getting to maximize our own personal amount of money.
I think they're maximized.
I agree. I personally agree with that. I am for... Don't give me that look, Roger, because I am for what the NFL does.
No. I was going back to your earlier point.
What's that?
I was thinking about it. But, like, the NBA does not want to do what MLB has created.
Correct. I don't think anybody wants to recreate that.
No. They don't want to help the West Coast or East Coast teams at all.
Oh, you mean MLS?
No, I'm talking NBA. NBA.
Compared to the MLB.
Yes.
MLB doesn't try to help. They just...
They do because they don't create salary caps keep constraints of the teams.
But unlike the MLS, they don't need an extra boost. They're doing just fine on their own.
That's true. Yeah. I will agree with that. But what were the most watched games over the past couple years have happened ever? With the Chiefs in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm,
in the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm,
and the Nuggets in the Miami in the finals. Those are the most watched NBA series. So...
But
the NBA's point of what they try to do is exciting players create money and buzz.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast teams do not. That is their full-on... That's their philosophy.
Whose philosophy? MLS?
Is NBA.
NBA. Okay.
NBA's philosophy is... I'm
trying to figure out who you're...
No, NBA's philosophy is exciting players and teams create money.
That is true.
Not East Coast, West Coast.
But it doesn't hurt that it's the Lakers or Celtics.
But it doesn't create more money. It does not. Because you're still capped. You're not going to get more people watching the Lakers after they've seen them there seven times. If the team is just good. Exciting players do.
Right. But so long as LeBron James is there, he is still a Laker, right?
Yeah, but when LeBron was in the finals, it was not the most watched finals ever.
Who was their opponent?
Well, it was Golden State.
Yeah. No.
The last one.
Oh, yeah, because it was done differently, mm-hmm, because it was in the bubble.
Yeah. It was Golden State.
Oh. The bubble is a little different.
You asked.
I did, but
I think what Scott's point is, and I can't entirely discount this, is that the NBA has a lot to sell when it's Lakers-Celtics.
I agree, but it hasn't sold them being the most watched.
But I think where the other part of that, though, is...
We've seen the Lakers-Celtics.
Take the league out of it. I heard openly, read on Twitter, openly, national sports people who wanted no part of Miami-Denver.
Yes.
And the media part of that is real.
Yes.
That the buzz and the coverage, they wanted no... Even though you had two really good basketball players on each, between those teams, one on each team, superstar players.
It was enjoyable to watch. I don't watch much NBA, but I watched that.
Right. But we're different, you know, because...
It was the most watched finals, though.
It was great. I loved it. I watched parts of every game. Mm-hmm. I personally would not have if it was Lakers-Celtics. I wouldn't have tuned in for a minute of it. I wouldn't have cared who were on the teams.
That's what I'm saying.
So, that's good.
Yes.
That's good.
You will hear all the buzz. But you know what Adam Silver isn't going to do? He isn't going to help those teams.
No.
And that's where that slippery slope part.
And I agree with you. But what I'm saying is I understand where you're coming from, but at the point, though, the NBA is able to support themselves, and that kind of thought process will always be there. But I do think leagues have to reimagine how everything is done and stuff. And I think this is also a reason why MLB is kind of falling behind, because when those New York teams and LA teams don't succeed, it's really hinged on them making it. And when they, and I think that's part of why the NBA...
At least one of them, anyway.
Yeah, at least one of them. It really is hinged on one of them making it, of whether they're going to make more revenue or not. But in the NBA, it is not hinged on that. And they're kind of taking a page out of the NFL that it doesn't really matter. If you create good product and good TV, people are going to watch. It doesn't matter who you got.
I'm not a follower of the NBA, so...
Yeah,
critique away with what I'm about to say, but is it impossible to get to the finals without having a superstar in your team?
It's happened. It's not been the
Toronto.
They had Leonard. I don't know how big of a superstar you call him.
Depends on who you
are.
Is there a 2015 Kansas City Royal equivalent?
Yeah, but it happens about as frequently.
There are some good players.
Pistons team
nobody's
that
out
won
there
the finals
like,
did not have a superstar. Mm-hmm. It the blueprint is definitely have a superstar.
So that's,
but
that's always going to help.
But
the NBA.
But in the NBA, every team does have a superstar though.
Because you can't
pay them all.
And then what you have happen is what has happened with Golden State, where it worked out really good for you for a little while. Now you got four old guys that are under contract and you're stuck.
Yeah.
And I guess that what...
Well, in the NBA, you can't guess wrong that many
times. Well, no, and I read...
Unless you're the Knicks. I mean, that's...
And because I'm that guy that gets involved late, I read very scathing criticism of the Warriors when they were eliminated, that they didn't move off these guys soon enough, and now it's going to take them that much longer to reset, because the guy covering the Warriors doesn't have any loyalty to any individual player. He's covering the Warriors, and he's like, you waited too long to move off these guys and get younger and get that 1-2 superstar that they have. I guess, not being a soccer fan, I've always still kind of admired how they run the league when I hear about it. That was the part that when Scott mentioned that disturbed me a little bit.
Well,
that on its face, the way it sounds very archaic. It sounds very, very Major League Baseball.
Well, it gets our feathers in a ruffle around these parts, because it's like, see, there you go. Goddamn, no one gives a shit about us. We just want L.A. and New York, L.A. and New York. And that's where
absolutely
my mindset goes to.
Sure.
It's like, okay, even soccer doesn't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I just...
And I know I've probably I thought this blown out of proportion a little bit, but I can't help it.
I guess it just... Well, and some of it's going to be like the NBA. How is it done?
Yes. And again, your word strategic. If they have a plan and it's been articulated that this is what it is and we're not trying to... We still don't want all of a sudden these teams that have been winning to suck because we've now made it more possible for these three teams to win. As long as I hear something like that as a soccer fan, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Because I do understand, as much as I fucking hate the Yankees and now, I hate the Dodgers,
now,
there's no league without
it. Here's the thing about soccer. It's kind of like football. Well, it's more like baseball, I should say. It takes a little bit more than one guy. Well, one guy could be Lionel Messi, but the problem is outside of him, there really isn't anybody else that's going to come.
That's
you
okay.
know what I mean? Who's okay. that make?
Sure.
Like, okay, they got that one guy, but the other guys that can push that envelope to get to what you're talking about for cups and four
sure.
years.
Upset the competitive balance.
It's probably not.
Okay, well, good. Then fine.
You know what? Does that make sense of what I'm saying? Because, like,
Shohei Ohtani alone on your team is not winning.
He's not winning a championship,
and that's what it sounds like Miami has with Messi.
Which just
is that
but,
fair?
Yeah, yeah.
But then just listening to
but
this
only,
in general,
but there's only three guys in the world that
this
can
almost
do
sounds
that.
Like a combination of the NBA and MLB.
Yes,
where it's like that one guy's not going to win you a championship,
but you got to have
we
him.
We sure the fuck is going to go out there and watch him.
Yeah.
Which I guess it is kind of like the NBA too, because we've proven over the last couple of seasons having that one guy is not going to win you a championship either.
Yeah,
having LeBron James is not going to.
It's not.
Well, it ain't going to get you.
But
to
no,
the finals.
It does help the eyeballs.
It does.
And
but
one
it will
of,
not
and
get you to the
to
finals.
Your point, one of the things when you looked at this last NBA finals, and I love Jimmy Butler refused to call the guys this, but I'm going to call them that for expediency's sake, but role players.
I love Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler is so cool. He's the guy in Miami. And a reporter asked him before the finals about the role players. And he was like, they're my teammates. They're not my role players. It's a great answer. But the difference in that finals was those other four guys on the floor for Denver played a hell of a lot better than the other four guys on the floor than Miami did.
Jamal Murray.
Yeah, you don't win the championship without help in the NBA, even if you have the dude.
Tom, and, I feel like this might be my last podcast.
Why?
We were talking about NBA and soccer.
Yeah, I know. There's a reason why I'm, like...
tuned out.
Yeah.
Whatever, you watched this last finals.
I
because
did.
It was
but,
fun.
And I'm an extremely casual NBA.
I know, but you tuned in because it was
and
fun.
Because it was
because Denver is a fun team to watch.
Oh yeah, and
they're one of the most exciting teams in NBA.
Well, and
probably in the last
NBA's,
decade too.
Well, but it just still goes back to NBA is smarter than MLB. They have more competitive balance. MLS has been, but this trend that he brought up that has led us down this path Ruiz is concerned that they won't be.
But you watch NHL.
Yes, I do.
What do you think of the competitive balance there?
It's actually a pretty solid competitive balance.
Ask the Canadians how competitive it is.
You say that jokingly, but it's
not wrong.
You're not wrong.
No, but then again, the majority of the... I mean, how many teams are in Canada?
That's
there's only what
six?
Four teams in Canada? Yeah,
but they're the original ones, though.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah.
It'd be like the Yankees not winning anything for.
Oh, but they haven't.
Fuck them if they can't.
Woo! Fuck off! Yeah.
Yeah. So
we've won a World Series since the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. And the Mets.
We've won. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. We've won a World Series more recently than them.
Yeah.
That's great. That makes me smile.
Yeah, I want to go to New York now and just tap my ring.
My head.
See, and that's the that was going to be kind of my final point is like you can't have the reverse happen though. So we talk about how in MLB the the West Coast and East Coast dominate. Well, you can't have the reverse happen where you just allow the Midwest or the small market teams dominate either. Because then it's
too much money lost on the other ones if they're not at least competitive.
Well, it's the same reason. Then all the people in New York are going, great.
What's the point in watching fuckers in Kansas City keep winning everything?
Yeah.
Get used to it. That's how the NFL's going to be.
You can't go too far of the pendulum the other way.
Unless you're the NFL.
Is this the last podcast where we don't talk about the NFL?
I'm talking about the NFL right now. Unless you're the NFL. Then you can have...
Yeah.
The Chiefs could dominate, the Packers could dominate, and you're still going to fucking watch it.
But then you have in L.A.
We got to do our preview show at some point.
I'm saying, just... In general.
Oh, yeah.
Not that it's happening.
It'll be our next one.
I want to talk about football. Oh, shut the fuck up.
God, you elitist Boston prick.
But you know what
I mean, trying to get what you want.
Does that make sense?
Well, now's your chance to say, oh, the Patriots. What about the Patriots?
I will.
They dominated.
I will punch you in your own house.
I will.
What I'm saying,
I believe you. So
it makes total sense.
You can't have the opposite though.
I will totally hit you if you keep that up.
You do. You don't want it preset because then people stop watching.
Yeah, I mean you can't.
But who does?
College football's
the Midwest
the same
people
way.
Or the East Coast and West Coast people.
Well, but that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
When the Patriots and Rams went to the Super Bowl. Raise your hand if you gave two fucking shits about that horse's ass Super Bowl.
I didn't watch it. Not a damn.
What did they do on the East Coast and West Coast?
There was a reason for that, though.
I mean, come on.
We got cheated out of Saints Chiefs, and it was a protest. I didn't watch it.
But the country was still like, boy, we'd rather see the Saints Chiefs because of, you know, old man Breeze against... New kid, Mahomes, that's going to be great. Hell, even the media was talking about that.
Yeah.
And then it was the Patriots-Rams, and it's just like, eh. But the East Coast and West Coast still watched it.
Probably. But then it was even funnier.
Yeah, I mean, most people did, but I don't know how close they paid attention to it.
But then it was even funnier that it was a shit football game.
Oh, so God, then, it was, I declare it still probably the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Yeah. So it only helped that... Where the NFL is like, I don't know if we want to do that again.
Yeah.
It was great getting those two teams there, but
I mean, I've watched.
We can't do that every year.
I've watched beatings in the Super Bowl that were more exciting because at least something's happening.
Yeah.
But nothing was happening in that fucking game.
It was awful. So. That's all I'm saying is you can't have the opposite either, like where MLS is there for a while, it was Portland and Kansas City.
Yeah.
You can't have that either.
Well, we've talked about it on here.
That doesn't help the sport.
I didn't watch the college football playoff for a few years.
Yeah.
I got tired of watching Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State.
It was just not Notre Dame.
You've watched the last 2 years.
I have watched the last, and I'll watch this year too.
Who's in it this past two years?
Michigan.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Them too.
Mm-hmm. Went 0-2 against
Michigan. You got to watch Michigan get beat by TCU though.
Got them run off the field by TCU.
That fucking game.
But I God.
And then TCU get run off the field by
I think Michigan probably would have as well. Michigan maybe by one less score, but still run off the field. No one was getting that team. I think that Georgia team last year.
Georgia's
all right.
I think the outcome was predetermined no matter what team was.
It didn't matter.
That Georgia team was pretty damn good.
It didn't matter if you inserted Michigan or.
Now, if that game had ended up being the Suckeyes. And TCU, I'd have been pissed. But the fact that it would have been Georgia that they had to play.
I would have pulled for TCU.
They even blew out Ohio State.
Against the Suckeyes? Well, duh.
I mean, I blew out Ohio State, so it wasn't like the score. I like the way the TCU team played.
I don't like seeing the same fucking teams over.
Well, and that's what Roger's talking about here is that we look at it from our side where it's like we don't want to see New York, LA, and everyone, and I'm sure they were tired of seeing
sporting.
And
here's how bad it'd be.
Portland.
I would have rooted for a KU over Ohio State or Georgia.
Oh, I would have. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
We'd have watched it here.
I would wear a Royals jersey so that at least it's blue. It makes me, but that's about sick. It.
You don't have to lie.
No, I'd do it.
I'd wide root for
him.
We know where your allegiance stands.
Shut up. I'm about to fight all three of you motherfuckers.
Third and long, baby.
That was perfect.
That's how we open
that
the next
was
show.
Fucking perfect.
It's welcome to third and long tonight. Yeah.
Hey, maybe we should just change the name every time there's one of us missing. Anyway.
All right. Well, tune in next time for Tom's favorite topic.
On third and long.
Ooh.
See if I show up.
All right, later.
Later.